BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Lots of people finishing exams right now, including our listener Hayley. So we're having a celebration for her and for anyone else finishing exams tomorrow at 3:15. Greg's on Real or No Real, including the new friend that James from the Vamps has made. And Chris has his first ever solo spray tan. But he's worried he didn't perform well.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
What is going on with my Twitter right now? I told you, right, so I see what's happening. I told you not to put that picture up on Twitter. No, what's the point of us having a personal text thing? If every time I text you something, it's just going to end up on...
Oh, come on. It's too good not to share that picture. Are you really annoyed?
Yeah, because some things have to remain private, Mills.
Mm.
And I like this. You wait till 1 o'clock. You wait till the very last available moment.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I've just seen the message before that you sent. This pic is not for radio.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I wrote there.
I've got another one as well. Do you want... I won't do that one.
Don't do that one.
It's on my Twitter now. It's a picture of Chris having his first solo spray tan yesterday. It's on Radio 1 Twitter now as well. Have they retweeted it?
Brilliant.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But it's so good. It's such a good picture. How was the tan and why?
Oh, okay. So basically, my girlfriend's sister's getting married soon. We've been talking about it a fair bit. So she was doing something called a hair rehearsal for the wedding.
Yes.
And a tan rehearsal, because they obviously don't want to risk it all on the day before.
Quite normal.
So they were getting that done. Now, by coincidence, I happened to be going on a show last night called Towie, All Back to Essex.
Yes.
Which was on after The Only Way is Essex, and it's where you join some of the cast and you talk about that episode of The Only Way is Essex.
Yeah. And you rang me in quite a panic yesterday afternoon, didn't you?
Yeah, well, this girl brought this tanning tent along and I suddenly realised, well, I'm going on this TV show all about The Only Way is Essex that evening.
Should I hop in the tanning tent?
Should I just get involved?
Yeah, and I said 100% yes, because you look so pale next to all the Towie lot.
And it was an incredibly stressful experience.
Yeah, but that is a great picture. Who took that picture?
My girlfriend's mum, I think it was. Who was there with that view?
She was there too, right?
She saw the view in that picture was exactly what she, yes.
It's on my personal Twitter, or Radio 1 Twitter now if you want to get involved. It's worth seeing, I'll tell you. I mean, it really is.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You should learn by now, Scott, Chris, never to trust Mills. That's from Rog. And calls you a div. Hello. Andy says, I am travelling from Birmingham to Scotland and stuck in really bad traffic. I was getting the ump until I saw your picture, Chris. Bless you.
The picture does seem to be cheering up a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's a great photo of you there getting your first spray tan. And
it kind of captures a moment.
I mean, yeah, it really does. Something to eventually maybe, you know, show the grandchildren.
I don't know about that.
Well, it's a big moment. It's your first... Like your first solo experience.
I also don't know. It's a classic case as well. You know, whenever we put up a picture here at Radio 1, no one just looks at the picture for what it is. They've got to look around the picture and read things into the picture. I mean,
I know, some of the comments. Just enjoy. It's just a man having a spray tan. Just enjoy that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Katie says, is this song playing to symbolise the bad blood that now exists between you and Chris? Hashtag Tangate.
I just mean, if those are the rules, that you will put up a picture, even when I say not to.
I didn't see that bit.
It's a compromising picture for me.
I didn't see that. Maybe I'll write a song about you one day.
Is that what's going to happen? One day we'll part ways.
In a Taylor Swift, Katy Perry scenario, one day we will actually really fall out because I'll do something silly like this. Mm. And then either you all write a song about each other.
We'll talk through song.
Yeah. Would you like to?
We should so do that.
It's the thing to do, isn't it, right now? This is BBC Radio 1. I can tell you, this is good news, just found out. Have you got glitter on your face?
No, I haven't got glitter on my face.
Just a little bit. It's really putting me off.
No.
Obviously, you can't see this, listeners, but it looks like a little tiny bit there.
She's not sprayed me with glitter as well,
has she? There wasn't glitter. I think you can get that. Was the glitter in the tan? Oh, no, you've changed. I've completely forgotten what I was going to say.
Something that you're excited about.
Aston Merigold is on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. A lot of people are very excited about this. It's going around on Twitter. So Aston, we'll get him in, we'll play his new song, and we'll get him very wet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Why do you keep looking at that picture of me having a tan? It's weird.
Because it's the best picture ever. When you sent it to me this morning, I actually spat tea out.
The thing is, that was a very stressful time for me in there.
And that's why I think I like it as well, because I know how stressed you would have been.
Also, that little call that I gave you just before the tan itself, did you enjoy that?
Yes. I was out with my little niece and I got a call from Eula going, right, it's almost too late to back out of this. Do I do it or do I not? And I was like, absolutely yes. Mm. You're going to be spending the evening with a load of people from TOWIE. You'll look anemic.
I know, and that's the point. And what a weird thing it is that I got offered that spray tan and the first person that I thought I should check with wasn't my girlfriend, really, or members of my family, it was you.
I'm just reading through some of the texts. Hang on. It's so dark. I don't know what to do. And then I go, it's okay, it'll wash off. Also, I have makeup there, so don't worry. Then I ask again, how's tan? A panicked reply, mate, it's getting darker and darker. It's too late to shower now. This whole thing is very stressful.
And I mean, that was all the stuff that came after the tan itself had happened. The tanning experience there and then was a problem as well. Because I assume when you book your spray tans, you have a bit of a while to build up to it. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure you're the kind of person that does a load of press-ups and stuff like that before you tan.
It's less last minute than yours was. I mean, you just hopped in on the back of other people getting them done. You're like, I'll just go in as well.
That's the thing. It was a really last minute thing. The tent had gone up in my girlfriend's garden. Is that one?
That's one.
And so I felt the need to crack on. Anyway, the experience itself when you're there getting tanned is a strange one, isn't it?
Isn't it cold when they spray you?
It's really weird. And the lady that was doing it, a lady called Jessica, she was sort of stood in front of me. And obviously, she's a professional. She's not there to comment on anything that's going on. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm there. I said, what clothes do you want me to remove? Now, she handed me a paper thong. So, I mean, let me just describe it. It was like a very slight bit of string going around you. And then the paper, how can I describe the paper? It was like a
plastic bag.
Yeah, a bit like a bit, and it sort of gathers around.
But did you find when you went to put them on, you don't quite know what goes where?
No, I
don't. Or did you not get that far?
Well, no, I didn't. I refused. Oh, right. I refused to wear that.
It's a bit confusing as to like what goes at the front or not.
Yeah. Let me paint a picture for you. So the tent is up outside in the garden, okay? So my girlfriend's there, my girlfriend's sister's there, my girlfriend's parents are there, right? And so I've gone up to Jessica and said, what do I need to do? Mm. So she said, well, just go down to your boxes then, okay? So I've taken off my clothes. I've just met this girl.
Yeah.
Take off all my clothes and they're in my boxes. Mm. And that's where I think I went wrong with this whole tanning thing, because I think she's used to tanning professionals like yourself, people who do it all the time.
Right.
People who prepare themselves properly for it.
I don't understand. What do you think? She was judging you or something?
I just mean it was my first time. It was cold outside. I don't think I gave a true representation of myself.
Okay. You feel that you didn't do your best?
No.
Right.
And I also think she then asked me to strike certain poses.
Yes.
And that was a bit of a mess as well.
Did you have to do Charlie's Angels?
I had to do, at one point, what looked like a Brucey.
Oh, what, the what, fist to the head?
Yeah.
I know. I sometimes think that they do that. And if anyone that does spray tanning is listening, do you make people do those poses just for fun? Because I don't really see the benefit of it.
I think my overriding concern is how it was for her.
Because she's there doing a job. She's not judging you.
Really? Because I felt like I was a bit all over the place. I felt, you know, I wasn't really doing the movements that she said properly.
Okay.
As I said, it was very cold. So it was a bit of a mess. It was a mess.
You feel that you could probably, if you could turn back time, you would do it better?
I would do it better, yeah. Yeah. And then I felt weird because then when we were done, it was like really awkward chat. Also, the chat throughout it, I found quite...
The chat's the same as kind of hairdresser chat, same.
Mm, yeah, but very awkward. And yeah, it, very, same. Very...
It's just kind of small talk, isn't it?
Yeah, but it, I think it would be a more level experience if she was in her underwear. Do you know what I mean? The weird thing is she's in, she's fully clothed and okay. I'm in my boxers. Do you know what I mean? I was on the back foot.
Yeah, you felt vulnerable. If you're that worried about like how the experience was for her, maybe we should give her a call.
Because there's no need to. Do you know what I mean? Why would we involve her?
Well, you're saying you're concerned about how she felt.
Yes, but I wouldn't. I don't really want to talk to her on Radio 1, of all places. Why would we? There's no need.
So I'm quite keen to text her and maybe try and speak to her.
I don't know why we need to really involve her. That's what I mean. Stuff that we say doesn't always need to lead to a kind of resolution with that person. There's no need to talk to her.
Chris, but you just told us about the whole experience. So why not?
Because it's done. It's a done experience.
Your whole life is on the radio now. That's just the way it is.
Anyway, I haven't got a number, so it's all fine.
Yes, but I could get it by texting your girlfriend again, which
stop
I do quite...
Stop texting my girlfriend.
Which I do quite regularly. We were having a chat yesterday, actually.
She did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've told you, just speak to her when you want to organise social events. But really, most of your messaging should be going through me.
We talked about all sorts, actually. I'm just looking back through the messages. Let me just send her a little text now and let's see if we can speak to the tally
lady.
I'd really
rather you didn't.
I would really like to. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So I spoke to your girlfriend and she has given me the website of the lady that you met while tanning yesterday.
Yeah.
Quite easy to find.
I see where you're going with this, but don't think it's a very good idea. This isn't a friend of mine, I must point out.
I just think we need to check if the experience was all right for her.
She won't. Well, she probably will remember me.
It was only yesterday.
Yes.
So I'm just calling her now.
I don't know why we're doing this. This is the kind of position that you put me in that stresses me out.
It'll put your mind at rest.
It won't put my mind at rest. I literally have nothing to say to this girl.
Right, you're on your own. I'm not going to chip in until I need to. Just find out if she's okay and how the experience was for her.
Who does this?
Hello, how about Jessica?
Hi, Jessica. How are you? My name's Chris Stark.
Oh, hi, Chris. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You tanned me yesterday.
I remember.
Yeah.
How is it looking?
I mean, it's definitely come on overnight. I think that's fair to say.
Well, I told you within 7 hours, you look like you've been to the Maldives.
Yes, yes. The tanning when it was going on yesterday, I just wanted to have a little chat about it.
No worries.
How was it for you?
It was okay. I could see you were nervous. I could kind of see that you'd been talked into it by the girls, by your girlfriend and your sister-in-law. Mm. There was a bit of peer pressure going on, wasn't there? But yeah, it was fine. I could have done with you, if you want to get a better result next time, and it's going to be a regular thing, you need to exfoliate more because you did have a few patches. Yeah, you did have a few patches of dry skin. So I had to really go to town with them with the moisturiser, didn't I? So yeah, just prep your skin a bit better. Maybe, as I said, I do have disposable pants, but they're like a thong, and I don't know whether you'd be okay to fit in them. So maybe...
No, I know what you mean. The one thing that was playing on my mind from yesterday was, you know, it was a really last-minute decision. Obviously, I wasn't fully prepared. It was cold outside. It was cold.
No, it was quite windy, wasn't it? Yeah,
exactly. Because you erected the tent outside, which obviously would have been a problem in the first place.
Well, it's
obviously
good
warmer inside.
Yeah, of course. You dry off quicker outside. Right. And obviously for the girls, everything goes a bit firmer. But obviously for the guy, you know, for you, obviously you're really cold. So, yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
That wasn't the case. Well, I mean, for me, and I hate to admit it, it was quite... Yeah. I found the whole experience quite awkward.
I could tell, babe. I could see you were really struggling with it all.
Mm. And some of the poses that you made me do.
Yeah, like the claw. You got very confused, didn't you?
I did get confused by the claw. If we were to do this again, I promise you I will be better. I feel it's definitely something that I could do better the second time round. You just know how it is. First time, you're nervous and all.
Of course, and you feel a bit foreign with all the poses and stuff. Mm. You have to keep the air. So, no, I know, that's fine. It takes a couple of times and then you'll be a pro. You'll just be, like, moving around and doing all the... you know, getting in all the cracks and crannies, because that's the most important thing. We don't want to leave any areas out. So I could have, the fact that you had those quite big boxer shorts on, you know.
That's what I mean. I mean, like, next time I'll choose better pants.
You need some, like, maybe, oh, that's why I said you should borrow some of your girlfriend's kind of, like, period pants, you know, like the big ones. maybe not a song, but like some proper pants.
Right. I get the impression you must do a lot of men. So how did I compare to them?
Well,
tanning wise,
you just look like you've been like really. You felt I could tell that you were kind of like struggling with it all. It's not like you're one of those, you know, classic kind of pretty boys that just wants to, you know, that, you know, generally has tans and stuff and goes on sunbeds all the time. So I don't know, it was almost like you'd been forced into it, but it was okay. You were
just going back to the pretty boy thing. You made that almost sound like a positive, but it was actually a negative.
Yeah, it's a positive, definitely. There's so many, like really vain guys out there. You seem quite, you know, just down to earth and stuff. So it was good.
Average.
It was nice. Almost boy-like.
Right. Well, this has gone well. I promise you next time I'll be better.
Okay, good. Thank you. Definitely. Well, I'm going to do you all before the wedding, so that's fine.
I'll see you again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know this is a weird call, but I just wanted to say thank you for being, thank you for letting it be my first time with you.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback. It's brilliant. Thank you. No, I need feedback. But have you got any, like, patchy areas or anything, or you just, because I do pride myself giving the best tans in Berkshire.
Wicked. Right.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll see you before the wedding then. I'm looking
All
forward
right,
to
honey.
It.
All right,
All then.
All right, take care.
Right then, bye.
Bye.
That was ridiculous.
She's gone.
That was ridiculous.
Right, you got quite rinsed there, didn't you?
I'm kind of sweating slightly.
Like she was giving positives, but they weren't. Yeah, average.
You're not almost, a pretty boy, are you?
Almost boy-like. And next time, maybe don't wear the bigger boxer shorts.
Great. Well, that's all worked out well.
Borrow your girlfriend.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Few people have been on about this. Phil in Stoke-on-Trent. Scott, did the tanning lady call Chris baby? Did she?
I noticed that. I've got it here, actually.
I know this is a weird call, but I just wanted to say thank you for being... thank you for letting it be my first time with you.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback.
She did.
Yes, she did. That's...
Is it just me who thinks that's slightly... Too much, yeah.
No, I think it's absolutely fine.
Don't call someone baby, do you?
No, but it's
not,
like...
You know.
No, but it's... How can I explain it? I think if it is a someone in the tanning world or in the hairdressing world, I think baby is absolutely fine.
I think you're getting it confused.
No, I think they will do it.
Babe, I understand. Even that, I find sometimes, you know...
All right, babe.
But I get babe as a casual thing. Baby, I think, is...
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback.
No, I think it's fine.
I think it was a babe gone wrong.
No, I don't. Do you really?
I do, yeah.
No, I think she meant to say that. And I think she calls everyone baby. It's but a tanning thing.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback.
No, you're wrong, because I think if we were to call one of our bosses now, I don't want to name names, if we were to call a boss, and I think I would get away with saying babe.
What, the girl that begins with J?
Yeah. But I think if I rang and said baby, I don't know if it's...
Hi, baby. Yeah, okay. Yeah, for you, it's not right. But I think for people...
It was a
people,
babe gone wrong.
No.
It was a babe
people
gone
in the
wrong.
World
That's
of,
what's happened.
People in the world of beauty... it's absolutely fine.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's a babe gone wrong. It's a babe gone wrong. It isn't. She meant to say baby.
Surely not.
I love this. It's a bit of me, like 100%, isn't it? Kelly Clarkson and Invincible on Radio 1.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback.
I just love feedback.
I could have sworn Kelly Clarkson already had a song called Invincible. It strikes me as a word that she would have already used as a song title.
Actually,
do you know what I mean?
It was something like that.
Invisible?
It's always about something about making you stronger or higher or taller or better, isn't it? But I love her. Yeah, you're right. There's another song that's similar, but I'm not going to bore you with trying to think of it now because it's not coming to me. I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback.
Okay, good. I'm glad you love feedback. Thing is, you've got to see that girl again now.
Yeah, I mean, it's all very funny doing this now, isn't it? Yeah. But I'm going to see her again at some point.
Next time you're in your pants and you're like, oh, remember that time you called me baby? What would you rather? Would you, fella?
What?
Fella? No, I just mean, like, I understand the babe thing. Just don't say, like, you can't say baby to a client.
Yeah. Big man, how do you feel about that?
This has gone horribly wrong.
Big man.
Oh, she's no doubt listening now as well.
Bay, how do you feel about Bay?
I wish we could have just scrapped the last hour and a half. Why don't we start again? 2:30, let's pretend this all never happened.
BBC Radio 1.
You're not having the best day, are you?
It's just confusing.
Yeah. Right, so if you're into gaming, this is a massive week, as you'll know. The world's biggest gaming event, E3, is on in Los Angeles at the moment. And Newsbeat are there, bringing you everything, getting their hands on the latest new releases, checking out all the latest virtual reality technology. So the reports are happening on Newsbeat starting today at 5:45, or go to the Newsbeat website. Massive week for gaming, and Newsbeat are there at E3 in LA.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Other stuff happening this week. Aston Merigold. He was the one that used to do the backflips in JLS. He's going to be here at 1:45 tomorrow to play Innuendo Bingo. Looking forward to that.
There's a lot of excitement about that.
Yeah. I think JLS did play it back in the day. But I'm not sure.
I don't think I've played against them.
Yeah, maybe they were bigger than that. But Aston's doing it tomorrow at 1:45. Aston Merigold, looking forward to seeing him. I see him a lot at the moment.
Do you?
Yeah, I went on Lorraine, the TV show, and he was there. Then I went out one night and he was just there. And then I saw him again in here the other day. He's like, are you following
me around?
Left your
front door and he was stood there.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of thing. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. He's following you
around. Walked into my house and there he was on the stairs. It's just a bit odd.
Walked downstairs and there he was in my kitchen.
Yeah.
In his pants.
Yeah, just making himself at home. So Aston's on tomorrow. Also, you need to do that homework. Remember last week, we talked about how the new Avicii song does lend itself to all of the young farmers listening to this show. And I went to meet some young farmers on Friday night in a barn that normally houses sheep somewhere near Bristol. They had a lovely time. I played some songs and that. There was hay bales everywhere. Yeah, I mean, it's proper.
They're the best nights.
Yeah, Land Rovers and Jeeps everywhere.
And young farmers love Radio 1.
They do.
There's so many of them around the UK. There's so many listening.
And because the new Avicii song is quite farmy, we're going to do a special version of it. A few people have been asking about this today, and they asked me on Friday night. They were like, when's Chris going to do the farm version of Avicii?
I'll have it done by Wednesday. Monday, I'll be figuring out some lyrics.
Tuesday it still won't be good.
Probably won't have done it by then, but Wednesday we'll be singing.
It needs to be, I don't know, but it needs to be like, Monday I was milking.
Yes.
Tuesday I was feeding pigs. Wednesday I was spreading some muck.
Spreading slurry is a good... In fact, if you are a farmer out there, send us some terms. It would help me.
Yeah, it really would help, actually.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Hayley.
Hi, Hayley.
I was on the phone to you last week about my exams.
Yes. I remember you, Hayley.
Good, yeah.
So where are we at now with your exams?
I've got one left tomorrow. I finish in the afternoon. And we need to... I'm hoping you found something memorable for me to do to leave my exam.
That's right. This all came from where our favourite Northern Irishman, the Frostbit guy... left his exams recently on horseback. You know the guy, the guy who does, oh, you wouldn't be long getting frostbit. You're now obsessed with him too as well, aren't you, Scott?
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbit.
Oh, my God, he's my absolute favourite person.
You know, when we spoke to him last Friday, I then went back and listened to that all again on the podcast, right, which I always feel a bit sad doing because it's...
Because you're on it.
The podcast is good and all, but it's a bit weird when you listen back to yourself and laugh.
But he was brilliant on the show on Friday. I'm keen for him to do more.
Mm. I do feel that whatever I do now, it's not going to be any good compared to that, though, really.
The riding out on the horse, yeah.
Yeah.
We had loads of suggestions, though, you'll be pleased to know.
That's good.
But mainly, they're all kind of high budget.
Yeah.
You know, and frankly, I don't want to pay for it.
And this show, as you know, Hayley, it is not high budget.
And also, I'm a crummy student. I can't afford anything expensive.
I'm not expecting you to pay for it.
I'm a student.
Yeah. I mean, we had all sorts, firework displays. Someone said we should get the red arrows going over. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's too... You do what I mean? You're good and all, but...
I was even at London Zoo yesterday. I was looking around thinking, what could we get? Would lemurs be any good? Maybe a meerkat? But nothing really matches up to horseback.
No, I do feel that whatever I do is just going to be naff, really, in comparison. It's going to be rubbish.
But why don't we just call you live tomorrow when you... Do you know what time you finish?
Oh, hold on. I've got to do maths to work that out. I start at 1:45 and it's an hour and a half.
Hayley starts her exam at 1:45. The exam goes on for an hour and a half.
But what time will it be when Hayley finishes the exam?
This in my maths paper.
1:45.
It's not hard, Hayley. I'm rubbish at maths, but even I've got this one.
I'm just working it out. I'm joking.
So, do you want us to tell you?
3:15.
Yeah!
Woo! Maybe I'll be all right tomorrow after all. Maybe I'll pass.
Okay, well, this could be quite cool. Why don't we just call you live at 3:15 and okay. We'll just do a massive celebration on National Radio 1. I mean, who gets to do that?
That's true. Yes, that sounds awesome.
We can have a party. I'm up for that. I'll get party food in.
Yeah.
I can afford that.
I'll get some sound effects of fireworks in the absence of actual ones because it's too expensive.
Brill.
Yeah, we'll have a right good time.
Let's do that. We'll all celebrate with you. We'll just kick things off properly here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So everybody, and also other people that are finishing their exams at 3:15 tomorrow or sometime afterwards, get involved. We're going to have a massive end of exam celebration tomorrow on this show.
Yeah. I guess I'm just wary that some other people will probably still have exams. But Hayley, we can all join in at least with your celebrations. I quite like the idea of loads of people who don't actually know who you are really celebrating tomorrow for your end of exam.
Yeah, it makes me feel very special.
Right, we'll speak to you tomorrow at 3:15 and good luck for your final exam.
Thank you. Woo!
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Mika on Twitter. Not that Mika. Mika saying... Playing Five Sauce is not helping. I really want to be back at the concert. Apparently, they did some great shows over the weekend. That is 5 Seconds of Summer and Don't Stop on BBC Radio 1. Paul Michael there with a little slight incident with the pyros at the back of the stage. Caught his hair on fire. Now he's got massive bandage, but like left-hand side of his face, I think. The fans will correct me if it's the right-hand side immediately, but I believe left. But he's doing fine. He's all right. Everybody... I need to tell you something, and that is that I've just been emailed by Pitbull.
No way.
And
really?
So have you. You're in on the email as well.
Yes, I... Is that him?
Yes, it is.
It looks like it could be spam. No, it's not. It's him. Not. It's actually him.
I'm telling you, it's him. And he was on the show a week ago today, so last Monday, and... Can I read out what he says? Or the bare bones of it? Hang on. Didn't want you guys to think that we forgot about you. And the pictures are on their way shortly. Look forward to seeing you again. Dale. And it says, sent via Pitbury.
That's
quite incredible.
This is huge.
But you know the best thing that comes up? So I've got... if you look through my emails, it's like, Will, Chris, Sam, Rebecca, Sarah... Guy, and then it's from Mr. Worldwide.
Yes.
And on your email, when you just first go to your email and you've got all these names and then it just says Mr. Worldwide, that's quite cool.
This is incredible. But, like, not just that, a week later,
and he's remembered.
On a to-do list.
He's remembered it. I love that. And it's actually, you think it might be management. I can tell that's actually him. Really bad use of 4, though. People that use the number 4. Like, forget.
Oh, yeah, think we forgot.
Forgot, yeah.
I
don't care because it's Pitbull.
You see, I'm just catching up. So just reading the email, my first thought was that he'd signed it off with, thank you, this is why I was suspicious if it was him. Thank you for all the support. Look forward to seeing you guys again. Dale.
No, that's Dale.
Yeah, and that's what I
thought.
That's
his phrase.
It's like...
Lol, if his real name was Dale. It doesn't sound as good. No offence to Dales out there. See you again soon, Dale.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
What a wonderful image on the computer in front of me.
What is it?
It's the picture of me having a spray tan that you've got on your Twitter.
Ah, it's good, isn't it? It's also getting a lot of likes on my Instagram right now. Yes, it is.
It's
good, isn't it? It looks like it went well.
It's very suggestive.
No, it's not.
Well, no, it's just compromising
just a lady,
for me because
like,
I'm out in the open.
Well, make your own minds up, but for me,
it's not. It's just a lady doing the legs bit of his.
If innuendo bingo was picture form, that would be included.
I can't see it.
I think just because it's al fresco.
Certainly is.
And it's certainly cold.
I'm worried that it's also al dente.
We made an awful call earlier to the lady that did the tanning.
Yeah, we rang her.
Because he felt that he didn't perform as well as he'd like to.
Oh no!
And it's his first one. So
you enjoy a fake tan every now and then, don't you, Greg?
I actually
be honest.
Well, I will be. I'm always completely honest with you. And I used to do it when I was doing a TV show with Russell Kane.
Yes.
Because otherwise I looked see-through next to him because he's orange.
That's why he did it last night, because he went on that Towie
right.
show.
It's definitely an Essex thing. Yeah. I tried it and I couldn't keep it up. And also it was just taking too long to wash all the sheets all the time.
Sure. Mm.
So now I just stick to a tinted moisturiser, guys. Okay? I'm not ashamed of it.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
James from The Vamps has enlisted the help of TV's Phil Spencer to help him buy a house.
Great idea. What a great idea that is, if that's true. But you should always make the most of your contacts.
Yeah.
If I want a new album for a holiday, I'll just speak to Hugh Stevens and go, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
You've got to tap up these people.
Well, he's kind of doing the same thing, really. But I like it. Obviously, the money's rolling in if he's buying a house there and getting Phil Spencer to look for him.
Well, I think it's fair to say the money is definitely rolling in for the Vamps, isn't it?
Okay.
That's fine. I think they're doing really well.
Oh, well,
they just sold out two nights at the O2.
Right, well, yeah, obviously enough to buy a house then.
But so. Wicked that he's gone to Phil Spencer. You know what I mean? The celebrity house man.
Could this be true? Would you really go to Phil Spencer if you wanted to get a house?
Yeah.
And well, why haven't any of us done it?
Well, because there's so many other people that you could go to. I mean, there are other house people than Phil Spencer. What do you call them?
Yeah, but he's like the Don the Dadder, isn't he?
What's his job? Property surveyor or something, is
he's...
it?
He's...
I just call him a house person.
He's Grand Designs, isn't he?
No, that's Kevin MacLeod.
Oh, I always get those mixed up.
No, yeah. Phil's off of Phil and Kirsty, off of Location, 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 Location.
Well, yeah, that then. That's fine.
That's his job, his TV presenter. Real or no real, James McVeigh from The Vamps has enlisted the help of Phil Spencer to help him buy a house.
Celebrities do help other celebrities. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. So the conversation happened at the weekend. Phil replied, happy to help. What areas are you interested in?
Was it all public?
A lot of it, and then they decided they would actually do a DM in the
end.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's a good idea.
Probably best. Well,
what's your price range?
The areas I'd like are...
These postcodes. as all the fans just rush to all the estate agents.
And next.
Glastonbury organisers have ordered crash mats for this summer's festival to prevent injury if any of the performers jumps off the stage.
I think this is a great idea.
Everyone's injured at the moment.
Everyone's injured.
Be careful, everyone.
Poor Michael off of Five Sauce. Jess Glynn's not in a good state of health.
One of Bastille's, I saw a picture of him. He's damaged himself.
And you've got Dave Grohl on his leg. It's a very nasty time out there for pop star injuries.
Although I am benefiting from the Jess Glynn one.
So am I, actually.
I'm doing one of our gigs on Wednesday.
Yeah, I did one last Tuesday.
Did you?
I was wondering what you were both going on about. I love this. So Jess Glynn can't make a certain student union.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, I'm thinking of singing some of her songs.
I might do Hold My Hand.
But I can play them all.
Standing in a corner and I can see your face. We could do that.
Yeah, but I'll just play all her songs anyway. So I'll be like, well, you get her and you get me.
So I think that's a bargain.
Hello, Aston.
You get the songs of Jess Glynn anyway. Yeah. All of them in my set, I think.
And, you know, nothing can go wrong. It's all on CD.
So,
or USB.
Do get well soon, Jess Glynn, but we'd both like to say, me and Greg James, thanks very much for the extra work that you've put our way at York University last week. And where's your one?
Aston on Wednesday in Birmingham.
But will there be crash mats at Glastonbury this year for when the performers jump off the stage or just fall off?
It's a very sensible idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely real. It's got to go.
Performers have
it.
A habit of doing this at festivals. They like to jump down, right? There was one big weekend, wasn't there, where if a performer jumped down, they couldn't get back up because of the awkward way the stage was done.
You had to walk round the back.
Was it Dizzy Rascal and Robbie Williams?
Yeah, Robbie
were
Williams
performing, and Robbie Williams made the mistake of jumping down to sort of high five the crowd.
Couldn't get back up.
And then, do you remember when someone? I think it was in Derry, Londonderry, where someone where Labyrinth threw his coat in to the crowd, and then he had to ask for it back.
Yeah. Having my coat back, it's quite a lot of money actually.
He borrowed it for fashion guy or something.
People do. The performers get excited, and they will remove clothes and. You know, sometimes they'll jump in themselves, which I always think is a risk.
Mm.
You know, because the crowd surf, the wave changes, you're going the other way, aren't you? You're going
you
backwards.
Know, yeah.
Well, before you know it, by the sound desk at the back.
Yeah. Do you think there are going to be crash mats in front of the stage at Glastonbury?
Yeah, why not?
I think this is a very sensible idea, but I don't think they would do it. No real.
That one is no real.
No, made up that one. Greg loses out there. And next on Real or No Real today.
The paper pants you wear for a spray tan are made from recycled Christmas cracker hats.
They're very... So my experience of it yesterday when I had this spray tan was...
You look good, by the way.
Cheers,
I
mate.
Think he does.
I think I look a bit silly myself.
No, you look very healthy.
So they give you this paper thong.
It's not a thong.
This was.
What?
But the one I was... So I didn't wear it. I just wore my boxes.
Sure.
But it's like floss that goes around you. The thinnest of all string.
It is.
And then it just gathers in this sort of papery front.
I love a paper pant myself.
Yeah. Or crispy.
Yeah. I mean...
It's hard, as I said earlier, it's hard to know what goes front and back. It's hard to know what's what.
But it also feels like the slightest movement and it will break. You know, like a cracker hat.
Yeah, absolutely.
The slightest of movements and you know, it's game over.
Mm. No need to brag.
And so, it's all out on display.
Spray tan hats are made from Christmas cracker hats, real or no real?
I think it's the same. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, real.
That one is no real.
Oh, you're having a shocker today, lads.
Oh, really? Well,
we really are fooling you, aren't we? And finally,
the pattern on bus seats is designed to distract you from the dirt and grime that can be found on them.
Definitely. This is 100% true. Have you accidentally tapped the seat on a bus or a train or something? The dust and dirt is unbelievable.
It is.
Also,
that is true.
But also quite amazing. It's like when you tap a keyboard upside down. If you're at work now, just tap your keyboard on the desk and all 6 months of dinners will come out.
Oh, that's horrible. Is that true?
Yeah, have a look. People will do it now at work.
Grimy.
If you just upturn your keyboard, look at all that.
Yeah.
Nails, skin, hair.
Or next time you're on a bus, just kind of, I've done that before, pat the seat.
You've been on
the
a train, bus?
And it's a...
Biggity poof.
Off it goes. I've been on a bus. Let me rude.
When was the last... What was
that
the last
time
bus
I was
you went
on a bus,
on?
I've done it before.
What was the last bus you went on?
One near my house.
One near your house?
Mm-hmm.
You live in London, there's loads near your house.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what bus it is and what route it is, am I?
You're not James from the Vamps.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are those massive wagon things that you can take on holiday? You know what I mean? They're massive
RVs.
Buses. Yeah, that's one he's been on. He's got an RV.
Scott has got an RV.
RV. What are you, you've lost it.
With a studio in it. Always ready to broadcast.
What was the catchphrase we came up for you the other day? Wasn't it eat clean, broadcast dirty? That kind of thing.
That's it, yeah. That's my new one.
You could do a road show.
I don't want to do a road show.
You could do whenever, pitch up to whatever village you like. You're like, I'm here.
Look, I've still got all that to look forward to.
I've told you that you and me are going to do a tour one day.
Well,
like
we'll be on the... We'll be... Two old Blur DJs on the same old Blur station at some point, because that's what happens to all of them.
I imagine that we'll be doing a sort of roadshow where Jess Glynn will be supporting us one day. I'm quite excited by it.
I'd like to think that.
By the way, why did they ask for you and me when Jess Glynn pulled out?
I don't know, Greg.
Get another pop star.
I don't know the answers to these questions. Bus seat patterns are designed to hide grime, real or no real?
Definitely. Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. And at the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 30, Greg got 20.
Woo! Yes. What's on today, Gregory?
Today we have a star caller from Keith Lemon at 5:10.
Very good. Okay, Greg James is with you on the way home next from 4:00. Those are Monday's best bits. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 at BBC Radio 1 or get this podcast. We've got Aston Merigold coming in to get wet on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC.
Radio